What's going on, guys? Back at you with another episode of Quarantine Football. Like always, I'm your co-host, Ryan, with you guys today. Always a pleasure to be here, sit down with our listeners, and talk to all of our guys out there. Got my wonderful co-host, Nate, with us today as well. Nate, what's going on, man?
I'm having a pretty good day today. You know, woke up feeling good, went to my classes. Always good to have a Friday. You know, it's always nice to end the week off strong with some interviews. So I'm definitely excited for today.
Yeah, man, 100%. You know, at the time of this recording, it is Friday. So, you know, maybe we'll release this on a Friday. Happy Friday, I guess. You know, definitely having a good day myself for sure. But with that, we're going to get on with today's episode. And we have a very special guest on the show today, NFL draft prospect and former Arkansas Razorback safety, Jerry Jacobs. Jerry, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you guys for having me on the podcast today.
Hey, man, absolute pleasure to have you on today, man. You know, going to be a super fun episode for today. And, you know, getting, starting right off the bat with the first question we have for today, kind of the question we like to ask all of our guys on the show, you know, as the introduction question, I would say, is why did you start playing football? And more specifically, why safety?
So I started playing football when I was six. Honestly, my sister, she raised me, you know, my little story. My sister raised me because my mom passed away due to pneumonia. So my sister just seen the, you know, energetic kid just running around and stuff like that. And she was just like, man, I need to throw you in the sport. Like, and was like, she was like, what you want to play? And I was just like, man, honestly, I was playing tackle football out there with my friends a lot in the neighborhood. So I was like, football. So she was like, why are we going to take you to this camp and we're going to get you started? It was like a police academy camp, but like, they help young kids out to, like, you know, start football. So she took me one day to this camp Saturday. Man, I put on some pads. Like, she bought me some cleats. I put on some pads. And I went out there and started playing. And, like, I don't know. I just fell in love with it because the first – like, we did Oklahoma drills. And, like, I went against this big dude, and I trucked him. And I was like, yeah, this game for me. Like, I'm fast. I was out there running, you know, stuff like that. So I started playing at the age of six. And I just love the game, man. Just love tackling, love competing and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you talked about how you love tackling. Have you always been more drawn to the defensive side of the football? And, like, how did you kind of progress towards the position of safety?
Okay, so I was the offensive guy all the way to ninth grade year. I played running back, and I was, like, really toned that thing. And I played a little receiver, but I mostly was a running back. And ninth grade year, you know, I got in high school, and, like, I wanted to play varsity. And, like, it was, like, too many running backs at the time. I'm like, man, I'm trying to get on varsity. Like, what else can I play? And my coach was like, I really play corner, though. I don't play safety. So, I play corner. So, he was like, we can try you at corner, a defensive back. I really play all three, nickel, corner, safety. So, it don't matter. He was like, we can try you at one of them spots. I was like, bet. We went out there and practiced one day. And I just locked the kid up. We did one-on-ones, and I just locked him up, like, I just locked them up. And I ain't have no technique. I was just out there running, just, like, putting my hands on them. And, like, and that day forward, I was like, I'm finna stay right here. Like, I'm finna stay at this position. Like, no more offense. And then I got to hit people. And I don't like – I was a running back who don't like to get hit. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't like to get hit. I'm like, you feel me? I'm a little freaky in the hole. But once I start hitting the offensive guys, I'm like, I like this. Like, you know, I can do this. And once it started going like that, I was just like, man, I'm in it. So I started playing corner on my grade year of high school.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you seem like someone obviously who's very enthusiastic about the game of football. You know, you love hitting, you love playing your position. But, you know, something that we've talked about with some defensive backs in the past is just that pressure that's associated with the position. You know, always, you mess up one assignment, or even if you don't mess up the assignment, it just looks like you do. You know, you'll get a lot of flack from the media. There's a lot of self-pressure, too, on just like, if you get beat, that's a touchdown. So how have you really been able to, like, deal with that pressure, and are you, like, specifically affected by it?
Honestly, man, so when I first got to Arkansas, it was just, like, I got caught on, and, like, I'm I'm a major competitor, and, like, that irked me. Like, you ask my coach, like, I don't like getting caught on. So, like, once I, like, got caught on and, like, how I reacted to that, like, I was really emotional. Like, I really got mad. Like, but, you know, it happens. It happened at that position, so. Once I got the feeling, like, of, like, you got to let it go, like, because it's a next play coming. If they see you, like, down or see you mad, they're going to come and check you again. So it was just like, man, let the play go. Honestly, like, one game we playing against Georgia, I got caught on. My bad, someone called me. I got caught on, and, like, I came back. I let it go. My coach brought me to the sideline, grabbed me. He was just like, Jerry, I'm still with you. Like, I got you. Like, I got your back. Don't let up. And I let that play go, and I played the whole game, and I didn't get caught on no more. So like things like that just showed me like, bro, just let that play go. Like it happened. Like watching the NFL, man, DBs get caught on a lot, so it happened. So I had to let it go.
Yeah, man, definitely. I think that really speaks to, you know, the character, you know, at Arkansas, you know, amongst the coaching staff, you know, sticking with you even when you make a mistake, you know, on the field. And, you know, you mentioned how, you know, throughout the entire game, you played the rest of the game and you were pretty much, you know, all set after that one bad play. You know, sticking to, you know, coaching staff, how I mentioned that, what was the coaching staff like at Arkansas? You know, what was the sort of, you know, morale, you know, amongst the locker room, just like the overall vibe in a way, you know?
Honestly, man, that coaching staff that Coach Sam Pittman recruited to get over there this past season was unbelievable. We had Coach Barry Odoms, their defensive coordinator. He was a head coach throughout his whole life, so he still had that mentality. So all defense really was raw. They got Kendall Bryce from Florida State as offensive coordinator. Man, it was just unbelievable. All the coaches, they really wanted us to, like, they wanted to buy into us because they were new. They wanted us to earn their trust. So things like that just showed us, like, these coaches really here for us, not just for us to, like, play football and get them wins. And, like, once the scheme stuff started going on throughout the season, we just seen how hard the coaches were working, like how they'll stay, come in the morning at 8 and leave at 10 at night, just try to get us game plans ready, stuff like that. So, like, the vibes were wonderful. Like, everybody loved the coaches there. Everybody loved each other. So it was nothing bad, no negative things going on around that area.
Yeah, definitely, you know, all positive, you know, stuff from you about this coaching staff. And, you know, talking more about, you know, your experience at Arkansas, you know, from you, I'm kind of getting this vibe that, you know, you in the locker room, you're hyping everyone up, you know, getting energetic about the game. And was that the, you know, just the overall, you know, culture at Arkansas in the locker room amongst the players, just being energetic, you know, helping everyone out and, you know, getting pumped for the games every week?
Honestly, man, like I told you, Coach Sam Pittman brought that juice over, man. You know, we guys ain't won a game in a minute, an SEC game. And once he got there, he wanted to bring a new momentum going on. Like, so, yeah, like, we always pumped. Like, we'll be pumped before practice. That's how he showed you that. Like, he showed us that it's a way about football, just not showing you, like, oh, we want you to play for you or we want you to get this W for us. He showed us, like, he really cared. So once we figured, like, he really ended with us, we was juiced up every time we seen him, every time we had a game. So, like, yeah, every day in the locker room, before practice, after practice, it was music playing, people jumping around, dancing, things like that, man. It was so much fun there, like, you know. So it was really great, though, with all the coaches and stuff there, too, as well.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm really excited to see you, you know, get to the next level, because I think that you could bring that mentality, and I'm just really excited for that. Even as a rookie, like, that's huge, just having the locker room. That's something that could really help. But I just wanted to ask, you know, just like Ryan was saying, you know, you seem like someone who's got a lot of energy, you're good in the locker room. So what would you say your teammates would say your best quality is off the field?
Oh, man, bro, my teammates love me. Honestly, they see me as like a comedian. Like, they love to laugh every time I talk or every time I do something. Like, I was really that funny guy to them. Like, they really like that. And once I started being me and, like, started showing them, like, oh, I'm funny a little bit, it just brought that love. So, like, we connected. Like, they brought me in with open arms. Like, we connected very well. Just how they knew I was real, I was a ball player, and everything I say was just 100. Like, it was no sugarcoating nothing. I'm always going to be up for it and up for it about everything. So, like, once they seen, like, I seen them open me in with arms, I had to bring the arms back. So, it was really great, man. They just see me as more like a funny, humble, ambitious guy. Like, they really see that in me.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, another thing that kind of sticks out to me is, like, you seem like someone who could definitely tell a story. So can you kind of take me through what is one of your favorite moments that's ever happened, you know, just with the guys in the locker room?
Okay. So you know, I'm a story guy. I got a lot of stories. So when I first got there, we played our second game of the season. You know, we lost to Georgia our first game. All right. So I'll give you two stories. So Georgia, we played Georgia first game of the season, September 26th. And we went to halftime up 7-5. So we get a halftime, everybody's just like, they're lit like Turk. But then again, we thinking like, bro, the game ain't over. So, like, you should have seen how the coaches came. Cause, like, we came in the locker room like, hey, let's go, we finna get these boys. And, like, coaches came in and just cut it off. So that was like a funny barbie right there. And then we came out and end up, I see why they cut it out, and we came out and end up losing. But Mississippi State, this is a very funny one and, like, lovable one, because it was our first SEC win. We playing Mississippi State. Fourth quarter, my boy Joe Fouché get a pick. Boom, you get a pick. And then, like, we all turn on the sideline. We think we win. We got to go back out there. We shut them out, and we win. And we get in the locker room, and our coach, Coach Pittman, like, his first W as the Arkansas Razorback head coach, he said, turn that down, juice box up. And when he said that, everybody just started playing music. Everybody throwing water towel. Man, that's all unbelievable, bro. Just to be a part of that, just because they haven't won an SEC game in 3 years, that was unbelievable, bro. They're going to always stick with me.
Yeah, man, it just seems like, you know, the culture at Arkansas for you guys is just, you know, immaculate in a way. It just seems like the vibes were off the chart, and you guys were just loving life, you know, win after win, which is just awesome to hear, man. And, you know, another thing I wanted to ask is, you know, obviously it seemed like, you know, your college life at Arkansas in terms of football was, you know, a blast for you. But what was college life like for you, you know, there off the field? You know, what were some activities you enjoyed doing with your teammates?
Actually, man, we did a lot of things, man. Like, that school out there, bond was just so different when I got there because they wanted to do a lot of things. And I came from, like, not doing them things with my teammates. So, like, we would bowl. We would go laser tag. Man, we would do all time. We would play Fortnite. We would be online with each other playing Call of Duty. Like, the bond was just always there. Like, they throw we threw parties just to, like, have fun and enjoy the weekend. Just things like that, bro. Like, it was unbelievable. So, like, all them type of things we did every day, like, those things we do, we'll get out of practice. Oh, what you finna do? What you finna do? And we'll find out what we finna do, and we'll all probably link up and do something together, like, just because, like, you know. So, man, that joint was just crazy.
Yeah, man, definitely just sounds like a great time, you know, obviously college, you know, always, you know, partying, stuff like that. Obviously not right now with COVID, but, you know, just sounds like an awesome time for you, man. And, you know, kind of switching it to, you know, more questions about your own football experience. I always like asking a lot of the guys, you know, regardless of what level they're at right now, you know, about their high school experience, because, you know, obviously the recruitment process is a very big time in any football player's, you know, experience. How was that process like for you? You know, when did you get your first offer, and how did you ultimately end up at Arkansas?
Honestly, man, I really like, I like talk about high school, but then again, I don't, because, like, I really learned from that. High school, I really was around the wrong people at the wrong time. So my sophomore year, my freshman year coming in, you know, like I said, I learned how to play corner, got good, played a little varsity snap. My sophomore year, I started corner, like, started eating, and, like, I started getting interested in, like, school. They was finna throw the offer my junior year, but I ended up getting hanging around the wrong people, getting kicked out my junior year, and I couldn't play football my junior year, so I had to come back my senior year and play. And, like, it was different because, like, you know, they wanted to see me keep going, and, like, I had a stop in my journey, like, getting kicked out. They was like, what if him at your junior year? And, like, it was hard to show them, like, hey, I got kicked out for this and that. So, like, that recruitment process in high school was just it wasn't how I wanted it, but, like, then again, so my 12th grade year came, and I got back in it, and I played my 12th grade season. And I did good. I actually did good, but I felt I could have did better because, like, just if I had junior film, I could have had bigger offers. But, like, I had good film. So I got, like, D1AA schools. My first offer was West Georgia. And, like, I was happy because, like, you know, like, just coming from getting kicked out, I'm thinking football over. So I got an offer from West Georgia. And, like, I got it at that camp. We went up there and performed. We did a little 7-on-7. And I got it from the camp. Ended up winning. They offered me the same day. And it's just, it got on. I got Tennessee State, got Valdosta State. It wasn't no bigger major D1s. So I was like, man, I'm going to go to West Georgia. I get a call from a Hutchinson. You know, I had went JUCO coming to high school. And they was just like, man, you got the ability to, you know, compete at a Division I level. And I was like, man, I do. And it was like, you should come out here and do 2 years and go off and play Division I for 2 years. So, you know, I talked to my family about it. You know, Alvin Kamari, Cordell Patterson, them type of guys went there. You know, did history on that, and I went out there, and I made it. So, like, it was a process, man. But I love to talk about high school just because, like, a lot of people thought I wouldn't even be here. You know, a lot of people thought I wouldn't even, like, graduate college, things like that, and I did it. So, like, it was a big accomplishment.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you did it, you made it, and I think it really speaks to, like, your character because you persevered through hardship, like you said, like, hanging around the wrong people. Just, you know, obviously growing up, you've progressed a lot as a person. I think that's really impressive. How do you think that, like, the culture of football, you know, we've talked about culture a lot, but how do you think that your teammates and just, like, the team aspect of football has helped you progress as a person that way?
Honestly, when I got to Arkansas, I was still in some childhood way, you know, I just thought I was the man, this and that. But, like, it was a lot of good dudes in SEC to man. And, like, they just showed me, bro, you got to be humble, bro. Like, in this country, you got to be humble. Like, it's a lot of dudes out here. And, like, they just, like, they really, like, I don't know. It's like, how to word it. Because, like, the dudes at Arkansas, like, they more than just football to me. Like, they more like a life experience. Like, I can really bring you guys into a life deal. And, like, they'll really go through it with me. Like, it's crazy because, like, they just showed me how, like, just humble yourself. Like, they really humbled me real quick. And, like, I appreciate that because that's how I am now. Like, you feel me? I'm more humble than anything now. Like, I'm really just ready to work and, you know, show people that I got it in me. So, I'm more humble than anything. They showed me a lot, though. But they some great dudes, bro. And I can't wait to go back and show them folks, like, hey, you up next. Like,
yeah, you know, you talked about progressing through that, you know, being humbled, thinking that, you know, no one really thought that you were going to make it here, you know. But I just wanted to ask, like, what do you think motivates you the most? You know, you've talked about like no one thinking that you're going to get there. That's a motivation for some people. You know, you talked about your sister, obviously, who like helped you grow up. Who or what do you think motivates you the most in life?
Honestly, my mom, you know, because I wouldn't even be here without her. But then again, I just thought about it, and like if she was here, she wouldn't even want me to quit. She wouldn't want me to like give up. Like it was a lot of times I wanted to go home and like I just thought about her like. She wouldn't want me to do none of that. And, like, she a hard worker herself. So, I'm like, bro, if you're going to do anything, just do it to the max. And, like, that's my motivation right now. It's just like, man, do it. Not even do it for my mom. Do it for me. Because, like, she wouldn't even say do it for her. She said do it for yourself. And, like, I can do it for myself. I'm here. Like, just keep working. And, like, honestly, man, just overcoming a lot of things, like, getting kicked out and, like, getting a college degree. Like, that's so big. A lot of, like, my principal who kicked me out of school, like, hit me up, congratulating me, like, letting me know, like, that's so big. Like, it's just crazy, though. Like, just to see them people hitting me up and thinking that I wasn't going to be there, like, that's the motivation. Like, that keep me going because, like, I got little dudes back home who want to get gloves and get cleats. And I get to them, like, bro, keep working, bro. Like, your time is coming. Don't never let nobody tell you your time not coming. It's coming. So I just tell them keep working.
Yeah, man, definitely. I really, you know, relate to that, you know, just, you know, persevering through everyone, you know, and I wouldn't say hate in a way, just people, you know, kind of speaking down on you, you know, saying that you won't be able to make it and ending up making it. And I can really relate that to this show because when we first started, I had people saying that, you know, we wouldn't make it. And then here we are today, you know, pretty much interviewing NFL draft prospect, college guys, NFL guys almost every single week. So, you know, definitely, I really relate to that, man. It's definitely just some awesome stuff. And, you know, you mentioned how you were able to, you know, be successful in college, graduate with a degree. If you mind me asking, what did you major in at Arkansas?
I was getting my master's. So I had ended up getting my degree in general studies. And then because like honestly, like I said in high school, I really wasn't that good. And so I just kept general studies like with me because coming from high school, I had graduated with 1.5 and that was no good. And I went to junior college with a 3.0 with general studies. And like my academic advisor was like, hey, you're doing good. You might as well keep it. So I kept general studies and ended up finishing with a 3.5. But I ended up taking my master's. I just finished up the first year of my master's program, adult life learning. It's like an operation management. Like, so I finished up my first year. I got it on pause right now because I'm going through a process. But I'm going to end up finishing. Give me a year and I'll end up having my master's at will.
Oh, 100%, man. You know, just, you know, all across the board success for you, you know, so far. And, you know, staying on topic of being successful, you know, recently declaring for the NFL draft, which is, you know, one of the biggest, you know, moments in any football player's life. And, you know, like I said, being an extremely big moment, what are some of the biggest things that you've learned so far through the process of declaring for the draft?
Working on my interview skills because a lot of dudes gonna want to see what type of guy I am. So just working on my interview skills, working on some drills that you know they want to see me work on, like moving my hips and stuff like that. Honestly, I'm just really just working on just work, like being humble, like just put my feet on the gas and push it. Like nothing can't stop me. So like I really just really really been working on my interviews and my ball skills. But other than that, I really just really been having my mind, try to get my mind right because, you know, that process can get hard, you know, it can get boring too. So sometimes I just want to keep my mind straight before anything because that's going to control anything, you know, on my body. So my mind going to keep me going. So I be just trying to make sure my mind, you know, always on the right point. Just say I'm here, man. I'm really here. So it's nothing that's going to put me in a deep or negative side. I'm always being a positive side because a lot of dudes want to be in my shoes. And, you know, I'm blessed to be in these shoes. So I ain't gonna never just gonna stop. I'm gonna keep working positive every time, positivity.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you talked about working on your interview skills. I just got to commend you first off, Jerry. Like, you are absolutely there. Like, in terms of interviews, we had absolutely there. But
you so much.
Yeah, just another thing that I want to ask is, you know, once you get to the NFL level, you know, once you're there, there's a lot of crazy atmospheres, especially in a post-COVID kind of thing. Like, once COVID is, like, hopefully once COVID is managed enough for there to be fans back in the stadiums, there are some absolutely crazy environments there that you're going to have to deal with. Could you kind of take us through what was the craziest environment that you played in during your NCAA days?
Man, we went to Bama. 2018, we went to Bama. And that one, they had Judy, they had Tua, they had Josh Jacobs, they had Damian Harris, they had everybody. And, like, they didn't even have the red lights at then. They had them at, they had them the year after we played them. They had them the next year. So that it's just like when we came and we played them early, like 1 o'clock. And like when we came in that field, bro, like, and they like introduced Bama, like coming out, it was just rocking. Like, I swear to God, you can hear everybody like just rocking, like stadium, boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, yo, you ready for the play Bama? Like, come on, bro. This so I see these dudes. I see what you call Derrick Henry on TV, trucking people. And I'm going to play against Damian Harris, Zach Jacobs. So, man, just playing against them was just like, hey, it's time to go. It's time to go. So, Alabama Stadium really showed me that, like, hey, put your big boy pants on and let's go out there and play. So, hey, man, Alabama, shouts out to them and their stadium, man. They did really good with that.
Yeah, you know, you talked about some absolutely marquee players on that team, some fantastic players you mentioned. Who do you think is the best player that you've ever had to go up against or guard?
Right now, I say George Pickens. You know, he's a sophomore, probably junior one. He's a receiver for UGA. Dude, just a freaking athlete, man. He not really no athlete. I mean, not no receiver. He really just an athlete. Like, he's a freak. Like, bro, he can jump. He can block. He can do it all. And his route's pretty not that crispy because they're going to get there. He's young. But when they get crispy, hey, y'all better watch out for that dude. He's George Pickens, number one receiver for Georgia. Hey, he's a freak, so. That's one tough dude I had winning games. Shouts out to him.
Hey, man, Georgia, you know, absolutely, you know, stud of a college football team year in, year out. Definitely going to see some success from them this year, man. But, you know, definitely makes sense that, you know, receivers from Georgia would be definitely hard to guard. But, you know, some more questions I want to ask before have to head out here is, you know, John Vogel of the Brawl Network named you number 31 at the top 50 college gridiron showcase players. What do you believe you did that made you stand out above other players, you know, being ranked 31 out of top 50?
Shout out to John Vogel, man. I did an interview with him, and I told him that working me 31 was a mistake. No offense, you know, I just know my abilities. But I honestly just thought he said I was a ball player. You know, I honestly got good ball skills. I'm a big corner. You know, I ain't that tall, but I'm 5'11". I can come up and tackle. I got fluid hips, my hands and feet, unbelievable. So just things like that, and I got film that can show you I can do all of it. So. Ranking me 31, I can say it was a little mistake, but, hey, I'm blessed to be ranked 31, you know, so I wasn't mad at him. I just told him, hey, remember, next time you rank me, you're probably going to be number one. So I told him, hey, but other than that, you know, I was blessed. You know, I went up there and did my thing, so I was just happy to be at least on the top 50, you know.
Yeah, you know, like you said, people are going to have to remember the name. People are absolutely going to have to remember the name for you.
Amen.
So, something else that I think is important about a football player, you know, obviously their name. Everyone's got to remember the name. Another thing, your number. So can you kind of take us through, like, what is the meaning behind the numbers that you've worn throughout your football career?
I wore one. I used to wear one. And I don't know. I just thought one was, if you won, you that guy. Like, you gotta go out there with that swag and that juice. So, honestly, I wanted to switch it. I wanted to get something, you know, more freaky, a little nasty. So, they dropped zero, and I went to go talk to Coach Pittman. I was like, hey, I'll do whatever you want me to do. He said, you're a senior. You be working hard. I get to you. And when he let it go to me, bro, oh, my God, bro. Like, I went home and just look. I was just taking pictures like, hey, how I look at this, how I look at that. So, just win a number. I think the number don't make you, you know, the player make you as well. But I make that number, and I like my number. So, zero was really like a big – inspiration to me because, you know, I was the first one in Arkansas history to wear zero. So, like, just, you know, just doing stuff like that really was just like, man, you're going to always be there. Like, you're going to always get remembered for doing something like that. But I still, like, one. I think one was the best because I did my thing and won.
Yeah, man, definitely, you know, just some dope numbers that you could wear on the field. And, you know, Jerry, I want to thank you, you know, for being able to come on the show today, man, and talk with us. You know, just some awesome stories from you. And, you know, the energy that you bring to the table is just absolutely awesome. And, you know, wherever you go in the NFL, I think you're going to be an absolute stud in the league. And, you know, really excited to see what you do in the league, man. But with that, you know, that wraps up our interview for today. You know, Jerry, I want to thank you once again for being able to come on and talk with us, man. You got anything else you want to say before we sign off?
Man, I just want to thank you two guys, man. Honestly, man, stay in contact. Follow me on Instagram, _1UHJERY, Jerry, man. You know, I just want to thank you guys for the opportunity because, you know, it's COVID right now. A lot of things ain't going on. I'm blessed to be on here with you guys in your podcast. And like you said, keep going, man. Don't never let nobody tell you that you can't do this because you interview one of the top prospects that could show you in the NFL why I'm a top prospect. So thank you guys again. Y'all have a great night. For real. Thank you.
Yeah, man, you know, thank you a ton once again for being able to come on. You know, really appreciate that, man. Definitely going to be dropping you a follow on Instagram once we head out here. Nate, you got anything else you want to say before we sign off, man?
Yeah, just thank you so much again, Jerry. And, man, just congratulations. You know, great job on your career so far. Just, you know, persevering through so much stuff. I'm really impressed by you, and I wish you the most success in the NFL.
Hey, shouts out to you, Nate, bro. Hey, I can see it in you, bro. You really like me, bro, and I like you, too. And I just want to say thank you again. Like I told Ryan, thank you. And follow me on Instagram. I'm going to follow you back, bro. Stay in contact, cuz we here. We finna shock the world, bro. Keep going, though.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what's up,
man. Have a great night, man.
Hey, you too, man. But with that, you know, we're going to wrap up today. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.